The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hcj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration. Restoring and restorating all things. All things restorating. Paul Davis Restoration.
You better call Paul.
Yeah.
You should use that. I just made it up.
Better call Paul. Charlotte.pauldavis.com. Call him at that number.
Yeah. Then they can do a whole show about it. Put it on AMC.
Mm-hmm. When does Better Call Saul come back? When is it supposed to be back?
I don't know.
I like that show.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not caught up, though.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh, my God. You're so behind.
I'm only through season 3.
How many seasons are there?
Like 4.
Huh.
It's a good show.
Yeah, that's one of those that I got ridiculed for watching so quickly.
Oh, because you ripped through it?
Yeah. But it was, how you do that? You've been 24 hours a day watching that show. You
know. Okay. What do you care?
Don't get me started. I need to not give my wife such a hard time on Share Funny because she listens all the time and she actually says that it's funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're shocked by that, Riggins?
Yeah.
Which part, that she listens or finds it funny?
Both. Has there ever been somebody on the show that she really didn't like? Not just...
You mean somebody on the air didn't like or somebody off the air didn't like that she didn't
on
like?
On the air. That she's like, I'm glad that person's gone.
No.
Okay. I didn't think so.
No. Because he's still here.
That was a good one.
I'm kidding.
What does she think is funny? What is she, like, is there a certain...
She thinks you're funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Does she
Riggins.
Ever, does she ever go, I hated that, or that wasn't funny at all?
No.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Good.
She used to when sometimes I would pick on her a lot. Like, I'd be making jokes about her, like, several breaks in a row or several days in a row or something. And she'd go, I mean, what is this, just Bash Jody Day? I hear you getting your little digs in.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. But she's always listened to the show.
She has?
Yeah, in her morning routine.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you know, we don't talk about it a whole lot.
Yeah.
Because I don't go home talking about work much. You know. Unless Adam calls her, emails her for something, and then when I come home, well, Adam said, you weren't going to tell me about that? You know, whatever it was.
Oh, no.
Say, Adam needs to stop. Like, he get. Stop gossiping with the women.
For real.
Shut up.
She don't even know anything.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her mind her business. Which, by the way, what did Rob do? You just snapped at him, Alexis. Again.
I was asking you a question because I'm trying to figure something out. And he is like, well, are you losing track of your days? Because I asked you a question about when your son's graduation party was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me figure out what I'm trying to figure out in silence, please.
Yeah, figure it out. Figure it out.
Right. I did figure it out.
Good.
After I asked the question. Thank you. Like, I can't even try to figure something out. a date on my own while I'm sitting here minding my business, not talking to anybody. I can't even do that.
But he didn't mean anything by it.
Yeah, he did. He's trying to tell me how to live my life.
Except he meant to get in your business.
Yeah. I meant to get up all of your shit.
It's like, God, Dad.
Jeez,
let me
Dad.
Just have a second.
Yeah. Do you think he's doing it just to get you fired up? Or does he?
I don't know. Why do you do it, Rob?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Thanks, guys.
I don't know.
Something to do.
Did you ask me if it was the 5th?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
I think he's just trying to make conversation.
I wasn't even having a conversation with anybody.
I know, but he's trying to start one. He's trying to start up a conversation.
He can talk to y'all.
Don't talk to Alexis. Got
yeah,
it.
I know.
I don't think this diet is impacting your mood at all.
I said did I not say it very nice? I said, hey, Rob, can I just do this? Can you just mind your business, please?
Yeah. Can you?
Yeah, you just mind your business, please? Just because you say please doesn't mean that it's nice. You could say, "Go." Why don't you go F yourself, please? Yeah. That's still not nice.
I think so.
Yeah, it's so funny.
You're saying it with manners.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just say it with manners and that's all.
Yeah.
You know, he would not like it if you barged in his room and just started peppering him with questions. Maybe you should try like a little, figure out your way of mm-hmm. doing what he does to you back to him.
Whenever he's editing things, I'm just going to go behind and be like, what are you doing? What is that?
You mean like in the morning when I'm trying to work?
I never talk to you in the morning and edit things first.
She's doing
of all.
Instagrams?
Yeah, that's not impacting you in any way.
He's in there trying to edit and all.
He has his headphones and big ass headphones.
Big ass headphones. Big ass headphones.
Big ass headphones and your with your big ass headphones.
Yeah.
And headphones.
Yeah, headphones on. Why don't you just edit with your big ass headphones and let me do some Insta stories over here?
You editing.
I'm trying to thirst trap this bitch and you're gonna be talking.
Fact.
Your editing ass.
Computer nerd.
What kind of Instagram is she doing in there, Rob, while you're working?
It's like random shit, thirst trapping and music. Sometimes there's like she's trying to dance to some music sometimes in the
first
morning.
First of all, I'm not trying. I do.
Why would that be annoying when you're working?
Yeah. Yeah, Rob, you're way off base here. You're way out of line.
Don't mind me. I'm just over here shaking my head. Like, could you take it out of the room? What? Mind your business. Well, I can't. Got your ass
damn,
in
Rob.
My face.
Yeah.
I can't hear what I'm trying to edit because the damn beat is bumping behind me that you're twerking to.
Yeah. Lighten up, Rob.
Yeah.
My bad.
It is. I mean, sometimes we have to share our space.
Yeah. Rob's trying to edit behind him while he hears this. Go, bad bitch. Go, bad bitch. Go.
She's like, she's checking out.
Do you know how many people would love to see that and you have it for free and you're complaining about it? First
Hold
of
on.
All.
It's a good point. Hold on a minute. I got to read y'all something.
Let me count my blessings.
You should.
Okay, so... Alexa sends an email to us every morning saying what she did the day before in case something's going to be fun to talk about on the radio. I'm going to read you word for word.
No.
Starts out with, it's Friday. Thank goodness, because I want to sleep in so bad and do nothing all weekend. The last few weekends, I have been having to do shit for other people, but this weekend, I'm going to be a recluse. Period. Next sentence. I'm going out tonight. My old roommate hit me up wanting to do something tonight, and I haven't seen her or my other friends from that group in a while, so I agreed to go to a hookah bar. So but I'm going to be a recluse this weekend.
Well, after today.
After the hookah bar.
Yeah, after the hookah bar.
You going to go home and take a nap?
Hey, yeah, hell yeah.
Get a long nap in?
Yeah, because I already know they're going to want to be all late and stuff.
Wake up, get some healthy food in you?
Mm-hmm.
She a brown recluse.
I was like, let me look up this word before I put it in this email before they make fun of me for something else again.
What, recluse?
Yes.
Oh.
Make sure I'm using it right.
So now just her little notes that she sends us, she has to go through like she's writing a term paper. They're going to make fun of this.
Siri, define recluse. Going to a hookah bar with your old roommate. Yeah.
The opposite of what you're saying you're going to do. Yeah.
You fool.
So are you a big hookah person?
I used to be. I like smoking hookah. But as of lately, since I don't go out, I would say no.
Okay.
So what's the new word you learned from the Flintstones?
It was, oh my God, I already forgot it. hold on.
It was gumption.
Gumption, that's right, gumption.
That's a good word.
Okay. Gumption.
What does it mean?
To be, to say it with oomph.
Gumption.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Like enthusiasm.
Put some oomph into it. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Mm-hmm.
You can do it. Put some oomph into it.
Yeah, I'm surprised they use that in a kid show.
They have a lot of words in the Flintstones. Like a lot of words.
Yeah, each episode's 30 minutes.
Personality profile. Alexis, they have a lot of words in the Flintstones.
Yeah, they have a lot of words in the Flintstones.
Yeah, like a ton. How many do you think? A bunch.
Several sentences a minute.
A whole lot.
I'm done talking Sorry. For the day.
I have the definition of gumption if we'd like to hear it. Like yeah. the actual
Sure.
definition. Shrewd or spirited initiative and resourcefulness.
Yeah. Yep, that part.
It's a droll.
Mm-hmm.
Droll, so droll.
well, that's cool.
Can't.
That was closer than the last one.
Put some oomph into it sounds just like what you just said.
Yeah. Well, the learning never stops.
Never.
With this little group here.
That should be the thing, like the Ace and TJ show, where the learning never stops.
Do you want to hear what I learned on the Fairly Odd Parents?
At least I'm taking something away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm not just watching it just to watch it.
When you hear a word, do you write it down or look it up or anything?
I look it up.
Okay.
Yeah, if I don't know that word, I'll look it up.
You know who I learned a lot of new words from and to widen my vocabulary? It's Jimmy Neutron.
He is a boy genius.
Y'all some haters. Haters, I say.
Sorry, Alexis. You know, she's not being able to eat anything and...
Yeah.
She's on a diet.
Yesterday morning with scrambled eggs with cheese on them and fried breakfast potatoes.
They weren't fried. They just had a little bit of oil.
Yeah, they weren't fried. They were just cooked in oil in a skillet on the stove. Yeah.
Covered with so much seasonings.
Mm-hmm. And toast with butter.
Mm-hmm. And...
So in that meal, there was cheese, oil, butter.
Potatoes.
Yes.
Potatoes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, they say if you just have like a plain baked potato, that can be good. It's very healthy.
Right.
I don't want that.
Because I was in
clean carb.
Yeah. Because when I was in college, I heard, baked potatoes are healthy. And I would just go buy a crap ton of like a big bag of baked potatoes because they were cheap. But I'd eat baked potatoes all the time. But I was loading them down with butter and sour cream, wondering why I'm not losing weight.
Can't do that.
Yeah. I hate an old dry-ass baked potato.
I still enjoy baked potato.
Yeah, even with all the stuff in it?
Mm-hmm.
Butter, sour cream.
That's a good baked potato. I still like a baked potato.
It's not worth all that.
I
can eat a plain baked potato.
Now, if you scraped it out of the skin and mixed it all in together and all that, maybe. But it's too much work.
Yeah,
baked potato with all the stuff in it.
I'll just bake one, though, and throw some pepper on it on the inside and eat that if I'm trying to be healthy.
A plain potato.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun.
Well, it's not fun, but it's the goal is to try to, you know, be healthier, lose some weight.
I would much rather have a new red potato than a baked potato.
I like those little new red potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what's on the agenda for today's meals, Alexis?
Well, I'm going to have a cheat day today.
Well, you've earned it. You have deprived yourself for long enough.
You lying. Why are you lying? Are you for real?
He is.
She's going out tonight.
Oh, right.
She's got to have a cheat day today.
Give me a hookah.
Yeah.
I can't eat healthy food while I'm drinking.
Yeah. This is the greatest meal plan ever. Yeah.
Great.
So what is a cheat day consist of with this meal system you're working out of?
Well, I'm going, there's this food truck I really want to try. So that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. So anytime the food truck comes around, it's an instant cheat day.
Yeah, because I don't know when I'll see it again.
Yeah, I get it.
She said, let me be more specific. I found a truck filled with food.
It says Hostess on the side of it.
Share Funny, a part of Ace and TJ Plus on the Ace and TJ app. More next.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
So you need some emergency assistance after a storm, after a flood or fire, any of that stuff. You call Paul Davis Restoration, Paul Davis Emergency Services. The technicians know specifically what is needed to repair and rebuild a property in order to return it to its pre-loss condition.
You know, it's in good condition.
So go to charlotte.pauldavis.com. Doesn't matter where you are. You go to charlotte.pauldavis.com and get assistance. Even if you're not in charlotte.pauldavis.com. You could be in Charlottesville.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Got you covered.
Whatever. Got whatever.
You covered.
They're everywhere.
Okay, so Alexis, on a cheat day, people usually just go crazy because they've been depriving themselves for a while, eating cleanly and all that stuff. And God knows you have. So are you leaving straight from here to go get something delicious to eat?
No, I'm gonna go home and take a nap.
Okay. And you're not going to get anything on the way? Or do you have snacks at home still left over from before you got so healthy?
I've made a substantial change, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, you're basically vegan now.
Basically.
Yeah.
I'm starving myself.
Yeah.
I was thinking about getting some Bojangles, but I'm not going to do it. I might, though.
Strictly because it would take time away from your nap.
Exactly.
I'm ready to get home and take a nap.
And I want to eat everything later.
Well, I mean, the purpose of a cheat day is to eat whatever, whenever.
Yeah.
All day?
Yeah. The whole day.
Yeah, have a cheat day. Do whatever you want.
It's not a cheat meal.
No.
And go crazy.
Yeah, go crazy. Like on the way home, go somewhere and eat breakfast. Get like, blow it out. Get some scrambled eggs with cheese.
Yeah.
Some toast and butter and home fries, breakfast potatoes.
Yeah. Maybe some Waffle House.
Yeah, do all of that.
Yeah, just hit the Waffle House.
And you can, oh, wait, that's what you had for breakfast yesterday.
Stop.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
It's healthy. It was turkey sausage.
Oh, there was sausage in there, too?
Turkey sausage.
But you didn't mention the sausage the first time.
Yeah, I think she did. She said turkey sausage.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. It's the farmer's breakfast. Yeah. Is what they call it. Getting ready to go plow the fields, and you got to get a belly full. And
yeah.
And only one cinnamon roll.
Yeah. Relax.
Well, I went to the gym yesterday right after, so I feel like that's okay.
Huh. Slim Jim.
Yeah.
Is that a barbecue restaurant? I went to the gym. Gotta be a barbecue tray. Coleslaw.
This is too hard, man. I'm over it. It's too hard.
You haven't even successfully done a day yet.
But it is difficult for someone who you're small, so you've never had to worry about what you eat or anything, and you're not fat now, so you're still small. You're just wanting to be, you know, better. So there's nothing like an emergency that's sending you into the, oh, I got to lose weight mode.
Yeah.
You know, so that makes it more difficult to stick to it. You go, I'll be fine.
I've said this before, I survive to eat, not eat to survive. So this is hard.
Yeah. You love food. She, you know, that's the thing about her. She really likes food.
I'm obsessed with it. Like, obsessed with it.
You're obsessed.
Yeah, we always, the reason I'm laughing is because we always make fun of people who say, look, I just love food. Well, everybody loves food. What are you talking about? People go, but I really love food. I love to eat. Oh. So does everybody.
Yeah.
Some people, though, don't like good food. They just like, you know, like chicken nuggets and fries. That's it. Like basic things.
Yeah.
I like good food. So it takes the whole eating experience to a different level.
A wide variety of
exactly.
foods.
Exactly. Everything is a temptation. People that just like chicken nuggets, only chicken nuggets is a temptation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is that your sacrifice is greater than everyone else's.
Pretty much.
I get that.
Yeah,
I get that.
I wouldn't disagree with that. Because if you only like one thing, it's probably not that difficult.
But I don't know anybody who only likes one thing. They may eat one thing because it's the most convenient or it's, you know. I went 6 weeks one time and all I ate was boiled chicken with no salt.
Oh.
Yeah, 6 weeks you did
Why
that.
Why did you do that?
Because I was wanting to be in shape, and I would try these different things just to challenge myself to see if I could do it. I was back when I was a gym rat and a big nutrition person. I say that like I'm not now. Like I'm still not that.
You're still a rat. Yeah, like more like a chicken right. cheese.
I'm just a fat rat. I'm those New York rats eating pizza and shit.
Pizza in the Subway.
I'm the pizza rat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there's no sense of urgency to it with you because you never have to worry. You haven't had to worry about it, and you don't look in the mirror and see a very big fat person now. So,
yeah.
You keep eating scrambled eggs and cheese in the mornings, though. It won't be far away.
That's what I'm trying to avoid.
I'm just kidding.
At the bar. Weren't you at the bar?
When, yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sat at the bar.
Yeah. Who goes, gets breakfast, and says, they asked the bartender for sausage gravy.
That one really hit. I went, what? She's at the bar. I think that's cool, though.
Yeah, I didn't want to go sit at a table. Yeah. I was like, I'll just sit at the bar.
Did you get a cocktail, like a Bloody Mary?
I almost did, but I didn't, because I was like, I got to work out. I'm not going to have alcohol before I go work out. That would be bad.
Draw the line.
Yeah.
That's doing too much.
That's too much. Sausage gravy.
Sausage gravy, bring it on. Yes.
You want to sweat that out. You're just like, I'm dying.
And I was struggling at the gym. Tells I should not have eaten those potatoes.
No. So, Ace, did you see where she got asked out again or got? How did she say it? It was some sort of an urban way that I didn't know. It's like he took that moment to shoot his shot.
Okay.
Something.
Ooh. Oh, who was shooting his shot with you?
The bartender.
And what are the prospects?
He was nice.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, hey, let me, he was like, take out your phone. He's like, add me on Instagram. Oh. I was like, okay. That was a cool way to do it. Didn't ask for my number, so it wasn't too much.
Yeah.
It was just like, follow me on Instagram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that was after Was that after he recognized you as being a celebrity?
Yeah, well, he asked me what I did for work, and I told him. He's like, Ace and TJ. He was like, what's your name? He's like, you're Alexis? And I was like, yeah. And then he did a whole little twirl. He turned around and was like, I'm talking to a radio personality.
So clearly he listens because he knows who you are.
Yeah.
Oh, because he called your name without you saying your name.
Yeah. What kind of twirl?
It was just like a spin move.
Oh.
Yeah. So maybe he's listening now?
I think he's probably working.
Mm-hmm. At a bar at 9:30?
It's a breakfast place.
Well, she found a way to get to the
yeah,
bar at 9 o'clock in the morning. Belly up to the bar.
I'll have the scotch and eggs.
Yeah.
No, it's just scotch eggs. It's not scotch and eggs.
He's like, what'll it be? She's like, meatloaf.
You're at the bar.
A meatloaf and a bucket of Bud.
Yeah. He thought he was dealing with an alcoholic. He wasn't.
I just want a shot of sausage gravy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I said.
She's the only person.
You know, with a grease chaser.
Yeah. He wasn't expecting her to just like pull out a napkin at the bar and tuck it into her shirt. All right.
Do you know how hard I was debating with myself to not ask for that sausage gravy till I took the last bite of that food? I was still thinking about asking for it.
But you did ask for it.
No, the one time. But after they forgot, I didn't ask for it again.
She didn't ask for it
only
twice.
Only asked for it one time.
Yeah. Maybe. Not twice. I could have, but I didn't. So give me credit for that.
Well, I thought you gave the universe credit for that.
Well, yeah, everybody. Just everybody needs to give me credit.
The moon, you guys, everybody.
All of it, because that was
sun,
hard.
The bartender.
All I could think about was how good those potatoes would taste just smothered in that sausage gravy. Every bite I took, I was like, this would taste so much better if it was dipped in sausage gravy.
You might as well have just had it the regular way and had them smother the whole thing in sausage gravy.
I know, but then I would have felt, you know, guilty.
You don't know?
Nope.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Why would I feel guilty? Still ate healthy, somewhat. I didn't have the sausage gravy.
It's just the ability to ignore facts.
Yeah, I guess.
What is the fact?
The facts are you didn't eat healthy.
Eggs? Are they not healthy or healthy?
They were. Well,
are they healthy or not healthy?
Not covered in cheese.
People
no.
talk about eggs all the time. You should put those in your diet. Cheese has dairy in it, and vitamin D.
And
I
a lot
need
of
that
fat
for my bones.
That you were trying to avoid.
Was it just egg whites?
It was also egg yellows.
Rob, you know she doesn't like just whites.
Yeah. Come on.
Potatoes, veggie.
Potatoes that were soaked in oil and all kinds of
oil that comes from vegetables.
Oh, yeah. It's called vegetable oil. That's amazing.
Yeah, so you might as well, if you're eating fried potatoes, Ace is the same as eating a salad.
Right. Yeah. It's like a blooming onion.
Yeah, it's like kale.
I had a salad. Okay, it was a blooming onion, but
the oil that came from vegetables.
Exactly.
It's
pretty much a vegetarian meal, if you ask me.
Yeah. It's pretty stunning how this works. You
should open a health spa.
So, now what, Ace, Mr. Fitness?
Yeah, sorry. I stand corrected.
How are you handling that?
I stand corrected.
Alexis is disappearing before our eyes. We're really getting worried about you. You need to calm down.
If you don't believe her, just ask her morning bartender.
Yeah. Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx. The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Welcome back to Share Funny, a part of Ace and TJ Plus on the Ace and TJ app.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Everybody at the beach, everybody at the pool. You don't need it looking like you got just a big wig on your chest and coming out your inner thighs and stuff. So get the new Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped. It's the new Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. It's got the advanced skincare technology, the new multifunction on-off switch that you can make sure that it doesn't kick on when you're traveling. So it's in your suitcase going brrr and running the battery down. Gives you the ability to turn off the LED spotlight. It's waterproof. The package also includes the weed whacker, which is for your nose and your ear. And you can do both ears with it. It's not just like for a left ear or a right ear. You can do both.
Shockingly, you can do both ears with it.
And then it has the liquid refreshments in there, the liquid formulations, the crop preserver, deodorant, and the crop reviver. And the Performance Package 4.0 has the free boxers as a gift, the Manscaped boxer briefs, and the travel bag. 20% off and free shipping when you use the promo code ACETJ at manscaped.com. Manscaped.com, promo code ACETJ, 20% off and free shipping.
Those are awesome.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
It's a big deal, and there's a lot of stuff in that. So yeah. you're getting your money's worth for sure.
It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stop.
You'd be like,
having a wig on your chest is quite.
They make chest wigs.
No.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they use them in theater and costumes and things like that.
A chest wig.
Yeah. I know. They're gross. Look like taco meat.
Ew. Looking like taco. Yeah, you can buy one on Amazon. That's $40, though. Mm-hmm. It says it's human hair, too.
Yeah.
A chest wig is $40?
That's what this one is.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a fancy British name.
Oh, that is unbelievably gross looking.
I love that.
Ew.
It looks like a burnt onion.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Gross.
It does.
Like a burnt onion.
Burnt-ass onion.
That is disgusting. But look at the reviews. What did these people buy this for? Funny. Okay, some people said
it would be a nice gag. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's pissed it didn't look real enough. So I guess they were using it seriously.
Yeah. I was like, this is bullshit.
Yeah. Other products that go along with it. or things like a 70s disco kit. And it had a big afro wig and all that kind of mustache wig and that kind of stuff in it.
Yeah, that's what I say, costume.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? But there probably is somebody out there that's like, I got to get some chest hair before. She said she likes a manly man. I'm just going to go out and throw on this chest wig.
Yeah, just looking for a little bit to poke above the top of your shirt or something.
Oh, my gosh.
We could do that on the regular show. We could have women, ladies only. I found out his blank was fake.
Ooh.
It is good.
His chest hair. Mm-hmm. He put on a chest wig.
His deer.
His, oh.
Yeah, he like packed his pants or something.
That doesn't do it for you, Alexa.
No, gross.
Like, well, I guess I can make a salad with this.
Yeah. It's getting all hot.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess you could be, I found out his hair was fake because he was wearing a toupee or a wig or something.
Yeah, or
that could be one.
His boat. Mm-hmm. You know, he showed her a boat that wasn't his.
His ID.
His ID.
Yeah.
Which, ID stands for identification. The I is for I, and the D is for identification.
Yeah, house.
It's a Norm MacDonald joke.
Yeah, there was a lady that sent us a message one day that said her recently that said she went back to a guy's house. She'd been there twice before she found out that he lived with his parents, and they were out of town both times. They were gone both times she'd gone over there with him, and he didn't say anything otherwise. But he was like 30 years old living with his parents and didn't, you know, that was his home.
So you didn't ask if I live here with anyone else. I do live here. This is my house.
Alexis, what would you do if you're dating a guy and he's really good looking and he's got, say he's got long hair like my daughter's boyfriend, Joey, and you happen to like that thing, that sort of thing. And you go out with him. He's really cool. You like him and you think he's just gorgeous. And you find out that his hair is extensions. Would that matter?
Yeah, I would not be into that.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have extensions. You shouldn't either.
Oh.
Good. Well, he doesn't have a vagina either. Is that going to throw you off?
It's different.
Yeah, you wouldn't say that if he's driving a fancy Lamborghini or something. You'd be like, I don't have a Lamborghini. You shouldn't have one either. You wouldn't say that.
Okay, well, that's different.
Okay, but you love the way it looks. He looks great. With this weave, okay. these extensions.
Well, we could be at the beach and it comes off. That's not cute. I don't like that.
Does that happen?
Probably.
The girls that have extensions, are they at the beach and it just goes flying off their head?
I've seen videos.
Oh.
Well, we've seen videos of lots of things. That doesn't mean it happens to the vast majority of people.
I just think that would be a turnoff for me.
What if he had veneers?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Well, veneer could pop off at any time. He could be sitting there with a gap in his teeth.
Yeah, but something about a guy having extensions just does not, it's not my thing.
No?
No.
But it would mess you up that much where you like this guy, you think he's great, he's funny, you have fun with him, he's smart, he's successful, you love the way he looks, but you find out he's got extensions. Yeah, that would just kill it for you.
I would tell him to stop wearing them or I'd just not be about it.
But then he may take his extensions out and be looking like Fantasia or something.
Yeah.
You know, just like very, very short hair.
That's fine.
What if what if that ruined his looks? If he took out his extensions?
I just don't want him to have to be taking off his extensions at night. Like, it just isn't,
They don't take it off. It wouldn't be a halo.
They stay on there forever?
Yeah.
No, not forever. They're glued in, and then you go and like once a month, I guess, or something, and then they tighten them up and redo it, just like you're going to get your hair cut.
So you wouldn't even notice. He showered the same and all that kind of stuff.
I don't know. Something about that is just sus.
Okay.
I don't like it.
You've never had friends, like women friends who have extensions?
Yeah, women.
Yeah, but, I mean, did theirs just... Did they take it off at night, or did they have a problem with it coming out?
Some of them have definitely came out.
Yeah.
There's
your tracks are loose.
There was a story that blew up about this girl on Instagram, and she has full dentures, and people were blown away at like the before and after. You know,
yeah,
she's absolutely stunning.
I saw that video. That's so crazy.
Isn't that wild? So I don't know that it's any different. Like, you would not date this woman because she's got dentures. But so if you find out his hair is fake, what do you care?
It's just a weird vibe to me. For me, personally.
Yeah, that I saw that TikTok. It's crazy. Like, it's shocking.
Yeah, people said it should be illegal.
If you met Jake from State Farm, but you think he's so adorable. Wait, who is your number one celebrity guy that you think is the hottest?
Probably
Wiz Khalifa.
No. Overall, my number
Two
one.
Chains.
No. It would probably have to be Brad Pitt.
Okay.
Eating.
What?
Yes.
Brad Pitt. And Brad Pitt in Legends of the Fall. You ever seen him in that with the long hair?
I don't like him with the long hair.
Okay.
But you know who I do like with the long hair is Jason, what's his name?
Jason Momoa.
Momoa.
Yeah.
I think he's hot with long hair.
Yeah.
So maybe if...
But what if his hair were extensions?
Maybe as long as he didn't tell me.
Well, the point TJ is making is, you know, they're extensions.
No, see, I don't know. That's just weird to me. Like a guy wearing extensions.
So you're telling me Jason Momoa, you're looking at him right now on the screen in the studio.
Not a guy that looks like Jason Momoa, but Jason Samoa.
That dude, big, shredded, ripped, gorgeous, sexiest man alive a couple years ago.
Oh, my God, look at him.
Yeah, you're telling me you see that. And you find out those are extensions, and that's enough to make you not want to go out with
him. Okay, well, it's Jason Momoa. That's different. Whatever.
It's different.
Yeah.
It's like I want to put a bullet in my head sometimes. Talking.
How can you not understand that, Ace? Ugh. It's just a vibe that she doesn't like unless it's Jason Momoa.
Yes.
God.
He is. Boy.
We're looking at pictures of him. Okay. Well, it's just good to know these things.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's different.
It's different.
All right, what if he had dentures?
Yeah.
How about that?
No, it's fine. It's Jason Momoa.
Okay. Guy that looks like Jason Momoa has extensions, but he's not Jason Momoa.
Not acceptable.
Yes, Derek Momoa, and he's got dentures and extensions.
Yeah, he's a Jason Momoa impersonator. He performs in Myrtle Beach.
Oh no!
Comes up out of a tank on stage.
Yeah,
Jerry Momoa. Yeah.
No, and he actually calls himself Jason Samoa.
Yeah,
on that one, Jason Samoa.
His show is called Aquaman, not Aquaman. Kelly said, "But doesn't Alexis have fake eyelashes?"
Ooh.
And? Yeah, what's Rob? Rob is just like...
Ugly! Busted!
He's just so ready to jump on it.
Oh, shit!
What you gonna do with that?
She got your ass!
Fake eyelashes!
She got your ass so bad!
More Share Funny in 2 minutes from the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
I believe I'm going to go make me another one of those fat patty turkey burgers I had the other day.
Good for you.
That was a good fat for patty. You.
Look at that fat patty.
That was a fat patty.
Look at that fat patty. Fat patty.
Oh, here comes Fat Patty.
Oh, God. Don't look. Don't look.
What was the character in?
Peppermint Patty?
No. What are the...
Rebel, what's her name?
Rebel Wilson played.
Fat Amy.
Fat Amy, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of the name. Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect.
I wanted to call the movie Acapella, and I couldn't think of it. Yeah. I love Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, she's thin now. Very thin.
She is?
Yeah. She lost a bunch of weight.
Pitch Perfect, filmed on the campus of Louisiana State University.
Facts.
Both part one and part two?
I think so, yes.
Oh.
I've only seen like a couple of seconds of part two.
Aren't you?
Full of facts and information.
Oh, Fact Amy is what you are.
Yeah.
Fact Amy. Earlier we were talking about things that are overrated. And this lady named Karina sent in one that says Girl Scout cookies are overrated. And that's the first time she's ever sent us a message. She wanted to reach out. It was that important.
Oh.
Reach out. And I say the same thing.
That's what you say.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But I never say don't buy them. So don't get your badges all in a wad. Den mothers or whatever you're called. Troop leaders.
Den mom.
I thought that was the Cub Scouts.
Oh, maybe, yeah. The woman that, or the birthing. Oh, well,
yeah, birthing person.
Yeah, I don't know. They might have to do away with den mom. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they do. I think it's just the scout leader.
Yeah.
Is what it's called. Mm-hmm. Something like that. My nephew's in scouts, and my sister's either the assistant or maybe the head scout.
Were y'all Boy Scouts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was in Cub Scouts for a moment.
What's the difference between Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts?
Cub Scouts are the younger version of Boy Scouts.
You didn't make it to Boy Scout?
You graduate from Cub Scout to being a Boy Scout as you get older.
You didn't graduate?
No, I didn't stay in it that long. Oh. I did it for like a year. My dad was going to be the assistant guy. And I think he came to one meeting and he never came back. He couldn't make it or something.
Yeah.
I think I did it 2 years, maybe one. I really got in it for the Pinewood Derby.
You're a Cub Scout dropout.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never was in any of it.
Oh, you weren't?
No. I went in that nerd.
I had so much stuff going on.
I was already too cool.
Too cool for them.
No, I just have always hated meeting.
Yeah. It was fun. I enjoyed it while I was in it, but it's like there was other stuff going on. You're playing ball every season. I played church basketball on Wednesday nights. It was a church. I was taking piano lessons. Man, I didn't have time for that.
Riggins, you did it all the way through?
Yeah, Boy Scouts. Nice. I didn't achieve what my brother achieved. He was kind of amazing.
Like he had all the badges?
Yeah, he became the youngest Eagle Scout in our county ever.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
He did a good job, but, you know.
How do you get to be that good?
I don't know. I mean, he did a lot of stuff. He went to all the crazy extra camps and stuff. But as soon as he got that award, like, shit hit the fan. Because my oldest brother was like, nerd! Nerd! Like, just ruthlessly. And my parents were trying to be, like, so supportive. Like, this is amazing. He got awards in front of the community and all this stuff. And my brother was just like, wow! What a dweeb!
No. Dork.
Yeah. He spent, I think, 48 hours at 12 years old in the woods by himself without speaking, had to find his own food. Like, it was crazy. Very young to do it.
And well, how would they have known if he spoke?
There was somebody that would walk around. I mean, he was by himself.
Yeah.
But there was somebody that I'm sure was monitoring the situation from afar. But, you know, no tent, no sleeping bag. You just had to be out in the wilderness for 48 hours. And my parents were so proud of him. And
man, that is
they
great.
Should have been. That's, mm-hmm. What an accomplishment.
My brother's just standing in the corner, just like ready to pounce. And it was, and he still does. I mean, that's 25 years ago.
Yeah, that's my nephew's goal is to be an Eagle Scout.
Yeah, it's cool. You got to do something very incredible. Cool.
What do you get out of that?
I don't know. I mean, you can get scholarships.
Oh, nice. But you don't get any money or anything, right?
No.
No.
Over it.
Nerd!
Nerd!
Yeah, you'd be perfect right with him.
Dork. Well, you did this for dork. Free?
What a dweeb.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So he'd walk by and like do like the Boy Scout symbol to him also. Like, leave him alone.
But I got out of it too because I didn't want my brother making fun of me. I was like, well, I guess I'm out too. I want to be cool. Let's smoke cigarettes.
How long did you stay in Scouts, Riggins?
Probably 5 years.
Okay.
I did 2 years, 3 years of Cub Scouts and then moved up to Boy Scouts. Never became an Eagle Scout because that's really where you got to start putting in that work.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just takes a lot of work.
You got to tie knots and shit.
Well, what age group is that, Eagle Scouts?
Well, he did it at 13 or 12.
So do teenagers, can you can be 17 and still be in this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Most times the Eagle Scouts doesn't happen until you're 16, 17, 18, somewhere there.
So you're 17 going to these meetings?
Yeah. Stop, Alec. That's not
You're not the only 17-year-old, though.
I know, but I just figured.
Straight clowning them.
Yeah, so something that teaches boys and young men how to be honorable, and it teaches them some incredible survival skills, and
it's good.
How to treat people with respect and do better for their community. And you're sitting over here laughing at it.
I laugh at everything.
Yeah, they have a ceremony at our church once a year to award the Eagle Scouts their
and
stuff.
What are these 17-year-olds like if you were to describe their personalities?
I don't know. I'm sure they're, but Riggin's brother is very funny and successful and
responsible.
Yeah, he poops in the yard.
Yeah, I mean, he did take a shit in our front yard. I don't know what part of the Eagle Scout curriculum that was. Maybe that's why he did it, because he was just like so used to pooping outside. I never thought about that.
It was like normal for him.
Yeah, he's like, why are you freaking out?
Do they wear those outfits throughout the entire? You have to wear them to the meetings and stuff. Yeah.
With the ties and the
they're called uniforms. little outfits.
Uh-oh, Eagle Scout coming through. No, it's cool. It's definitely something.
No, they probably know how to survive in the wild. I don't, so good for them.
You get picked up by like a bald eagle or something, take you away,
right?
Eat you.
Can't even climb a tree.
Yeah, but they probably couldn't survive in your neighborhood.
That's a good point. Stop.
They can survive in the wild, but they can't survive in the wild concrete jungle.
That pocket, Swiss Army pocket knife ain't going to help.
I'll take that knife, that Give tiny little knife. Eagle Scout my ass.
Bring it on.
I'll teach you some survival skills.
Catch these hands out in the woods.
Facts.
Square up.
Oh, no.
Where's my compass? I gotta go.
Where's the North Star? Things are getting scary out here. Alex, you mean. Mean as hell. You're mean. I said, where's my compass? Yeah.
So what are you going to do if you have a son one day and he wants to be in the Scouts?
I'm going to support him. If he wants to do it, I'm just going to make fun of him.
Alexis, where's Julia? We got a Boy Scout leave tonight. Yeah. Tonight, we're supposed to learn how to tie a slip knot and eat some Beanie Weenies in the woods. Make a fire. We got to make a fire.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
It be like that sometimes.
It do be like that.
It's so true. It do be.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics.
Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at htj.com/neogenics.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app. The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table & Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.